thing.
Just as we mentioned that a non-Kohen, known as a Zar, is not allowed to perform the Nesias Kapayim, the Prima Gadim is Maskim, he agrees to the words of the Prichadash, the Cholol She'olol Duchan, person who is a Cholol, which generally, let's use the example of a Kohen who marries a Grusha, a divorced woman, then he's not allowed to do such a thing. But nonetheless, if they do so, it won't affect the father, the man, even though he did the Avera. It affects the child. The child becomes a Cholol, profane, and then he's not allowed to do certain services that the Kohen would perform. So a Cholol, She'olol Duchan, if this child would decide to, could be an adult already, to duchen over basay kamozar. He also violates the positive commandment, similar to a non-kohen. And then it says, "Afil im ola yered." Even if he would ascend and begin duchening, we will very gently ask him and nicely ask him to step down. Not only that, mishu tumtum on drogna, someone who's unsure of their sexual orientation, lo yalem uduchen. They also are not allowed to duchen, but nearly the yetzim beis achnesis kodem ritzei. And we ask those unique individuals to step out of the shul before the nesias kapayim begins. The mechaber then discusses a different scenario. Kesher kohanim einim rotzim lalos uduchen. You have a kohen that doesn't want to duchen that day, and we'll discuss the reason for it. Has a legitimate excuse. Einim srichin lishos chutz mibeis achneses elo b'shosh shikorachazin kohanim. The only time this person who is a kohen has to leave the shul, he should not be there for the duchening if he himself is not going to be part of that service, but he only has to step out before the Chazan actually begins the words, the introduction of Kohanim. Avol kedei shelo yamru shem pegumim, in order that we should not have anyone spread rumors, false rumors about this individual, that there's a flaw in his family. Nohagu, we have the custom shul yichanes of esachneses ad shigmur berchas kohanim. We tell him that he should not come back in, but rather once he leaves, we have him stay out throughout the entire Nesias Kapayim, and after that, he can come back in. And what exactly is this idea that someone may say something negative about them? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzalomar b'nei grusha b'nei chalutza. You can say that this person's a cholol. Either that his father's a kohen, but his father married a grusha, which is a no-no, and even a chalutza. Now, even though a woman who performed chalitza, she's not similar, it's not exactly the same as a Gerusha, because her husband died. And we know a Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana, is allowed to marry a widow. But because this case of Chalitza is so similar to the case of Gerusha, looks similar, therefore we say it's also under the same realm that you're considered to be a Chol if you would marry, as a Kohen, such a woman. So what exactly does this mean, that this person just didn't want to go into duchen that day? So it's brought down by the Rosh in the name of the Yerushalmi, Shu Chalosh B'Kadoma. The guy was sick. He wasn't feeling well. He was weak. It was too difficult for him to go up there. So there's really nothing wrong. Typically speaking, he would normally duchen. He would normally do Nesias Kapayim. But because this one day he was really under the weather to actually stand up there, he was sick, so we're not going to, of course, require him to do so. But we ask him to leave, using the words of the Mechaber, only at the point where the Chazan begins with the word, quote, Kohanim. However, the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Mordechai, Shayotzi Sarach Latzis Kodem, that we actually ask him to leave even before this, at the time Shemaschilin Ritzei, that the time when the Chazan begins in the repetition, the words Ritzei. But Tom, and the reason why, as brought down in the Magen Avraham, why we ask this individual to leave prior to Nesias Kapayim, even before the Modim, before Bar Ritzei, Skadeshul Yomru Shem Pegumim Kishlo Yikor Ritzei. All the other Kohanim at Ritzei, and that's the time the Kohanim must ascend to the Duch, to the platform, for some reason he's just sitting there and he's not getting up. Why? So we're afraid of what may end up becoming, that people end up thinking there's something wrong with him himself. Maybe he's a Cholol, he's profane, he's not allowed to Duchen. Begam shelavim hayoksim mayim lo yavo v'yarmu lehem lo'alos. Also, at the time which the levim are preparing the water for the kohanim, if he's not going at that point, again, we're also concerned of rumors starting. But that's only an individual who really has the ability to duchen, but they're just not feeling well. But the post can tell us that those who are psun l'alos l'duchen, those who are really invalid, not allowed to duchen ever, even though they're kohanim, but they're, let's say, a cholol, appeal psun l'durabanan, even though they're, maybe it's not that they're pasul, invalid midaraisa, but even rabbinically, similar to the case of b'nei chalutza, ein tzrichin lotzei slachutz. We don't even require those people to walk out of shul. They can be part of the entire duchening. Because after all, what do you mean? When the chazan says kohanim, the guy is a kohen, but the reality is, d'kshechazan kori kohanim ein kavanoso al psulim. He certainly was not addressing those individuals who were invalid, and therefore they could actually stay, because after all, that's exactly what they are. The whole shash, the whole concern, are the individuals who are really valid kohanim, and by them sticking around and not being part of the duchening, then rumors could start spreading. One last halacha brought down the machaber for today with regard to the shoes. You know, the kohanim don't wear their shoes when they go up there. It says, lo yalu kohanim l'duchan b'mnaloyim. They don't wear shoes, and the machaber says that bate shokayim, which are longer, bigger, like boots, shari. They can actually walk in there with boots, which is interesting. So right away, you see, even though the Ramah then says, yesh machmirim, they're those who strict that no matter what shoes you're wearing, you always take them off. So we just see, without going any further at this point, the reason why we take off the shoes is not necessarily because they have to take off their shoes, but there's an issue connected to the wearing of shoes that may occur. The Mishnah Berurah explains what exactly is this fear that this is the reason why Kohanim do not wear shoes when they duchen. Interesting. Mishnah Berurah says, Shema, what may happen? Shema yipasek lo ritsua. Maybe on this person's shoe, he may have a nice little shoelace that, he's been wearing these shoes for so many years, and it breaks off. The Gnai Hulo, he's going to be standing up there in front of all these people, thousands of people watching him. He's going to be humiliated. And this light symbol of Kishisandu Muteris, he's going to feel embarrassed, and people may even look and stare at this person with his shoes all undone. So what's he going to do? What's the natural reaction when your shoe is undone? You're going to bend down, and you're going to tie it up immediately. When all the other kohanim are there giving the bracha to the people in the shul, and there you are, the one person who's standing out tying the shoes. V'yomron, what will people say? Sheben Gerusha ben Chalutza. That must be that this guy, the reason why he's up there, I don't know why he went up there to begin with, but he probably feels really bad that he shouldn't be giving the bracha, and therefore he's pretending like he's tying his shoes. But really, there's something wrong with him. And that's the rumor that may spread. Lefichach, therefore, halach v'yoshevo, that's the reason why he went and he did such a thing. He says, v'yafil m'nonglim she'in lehem ritzu o saser. Says, well, in second, let's say nowadays most people's their shoelaces will not break, for the simple reason is they don't have any on their shoes. They're just slip-ons. Doesn't make a difference. The little plug rabban. When it comes to many halachos, we have a concept of a little plug. We don't distinguish and differentiate. All shoes must come off. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, actually we'll read with the words of the Be'er Heitev, it's a little bit stronger. He says, what do you do with those shoes? Do you throw them in the middle of the aisle? The asniu b'mnolim, you have to be very modest in putting those shoes, tachas hasafsolim, underneath the pews, underneath the benches, shul yamdu b'goli b'beisach neses mimnei kavod. When we put those shoes down, we have to make sure that they're put in a respectful manner so that it doesn't show lack of respect for the kavod of beisach neses. Certainly deserves. But in conclusion, we see an unbelievable concept by Nesias Kapayim, that the reason why, at least according to this, which quoted from the Gemara, that we take off the shoes is because we're so concerned of the possibility of other people slandering others. And therefore, because of this, we'll take extra measures to ensure that that never occurs. Rabbi Chanan ben Chesher, Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lassach Shavichach, Harbel Ham, Termetz, Shnemar, Adonai Chafetz, Amantzit, Koyadu, Tadav, Yadu,